בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני שפתי תפתח, ופי יגיד תהילתך. So what exactly is bitachon? Bitachon is expressing our belief, our emunah in Hashem, in a practical way. Actually relying on Hashem, as opposed to believing in His power. Believing Hashem loves me. Believing Hashem cares about me. Believing Hashem is involved in every element and detail of my life. Bitachon is when we actually take steps to practically rely on Hashem. An individual is having a financial struggle. If he believes in Hashem, he knows Hashem can be his solution, but in a sense, it can stop there. Let me now go and make my own efforts. I know Hashem can help me, but I'm not choosing to use that avenue as my solution. When the individual decides that he believes in Hashem with his full heart, that Hashem is the only ultimate solution, then we take the next step to apply bitachon in Hashem. Instead of feeling anxious, if we know that the ball is not in our court anymore, we will feel calm. Let's take another example. Let's say there is another very intimidating individual, maybe powerful individual, who could potentially harm us. The Torah actually says the words, Lo saguru mipnei ish, do not fear man. We are not to fear anybody except for Hashem. With bitachon, we feel calm regardless of the situation we're experiencing because we know that the ball is not in our court. There are many expressions to applying bitachon. One would be that although we have a mitzvah of hishtadlus, a mitzvah to make efforts, again, whether we understand that or we don't understand that, Hashem commanded us to make efforts in our endeavors. So although we have a mitzvah to do the hishtadlus, when we believe we've fulfilled our mitzvah of hishtadlus, we can now stop and sleep peacefully. Without bitachon in Hashem, hishtadlus doesn't end because I've got a problem, so I, believing that I am in control, try make efforts to find a solution. But if I don't fully believe that the ball's in Hashem's court, I've got to keep trying to find a solution. And maybe I shouldn't go to sleep tonight until I find a solution. Maybe there's no time to eat breakfast, lunch, or supper, or spend time with the family, or learn Torah, or even sometimes daven. That would be living without bitachon. With bitachon, although we also can apply and make our necessary efforts, because that's an obligation from Hashem, how much ishtadlus is subjective, and we can talk about that another time. But for our purposes right now, once we have established what is a reasonable hishtadlus that we believe and think Hashem expects of us, we can now go to sleep peacefully, knowing that the ball is in Hashem's court, because ultimately we're just doing a mitzvah by making our efforts. But if we really believe that our efforts, like the Mesillas Yesharim says, are just a tax, doesn't have any impact ultimately on the outcome we're trying to achieve. If we sincerely believe that, we will feel completely calm once we've done the mitzvah. And in fact, even whilst making our efforts, we will feel calm because we know that ultimately our efforts are doing nothing in terms of achieving the desired result. Ultimately, it is 100% only and exclusively Hashem.